Bitcoin exchange inflows drop to 2020 levels as sellers dry up. Bitcoin is barely moving onto exchanges. The 30-day average inflow to Binance has fallen to approximately 3,998 BTC, a level not seen since 2020. According to CryptoQuant data cited by Cointelegraph on April 13, total exchange reserves now sit at 2.21 million BTC, or 5.88% of circulating supply, the lowest reading since December 2017. As of April 13, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $70,147 with the Fear and Greed Index at 42, neutral. The Binance numbers in context. Binance, still the largest exchange by spot volume, has seen its BTC holdings drop by 18,200 BTC over the past 30 days to roughly 542,000 BTC. Coinbase lost 14,800 BTC in the same window, falling to 389,000 BTC. Across all tracked exchanges, the 30-day net outflow totals 48,200 BTC. The inflow compression has been gradual. Between February and early March, whale inflows to Binance consistently exceeded $6 billion on a 30-day rolling basis. That figure has since collapsed to $296 billion, to the first reading below $3 billion since June 2025, per CryptoQuant. Low exchange inflows carry a straightforward interpretation. Fewer holders are sending coins to exchanges to sell. The metric does not guarantee price appreciation, but it removes one source of downward pressure. Who is absorbing the supply? Long-term holders are doing the buying. CryptoQuant's 30-day realized cap change for long-term holders hit approximately $49 billion on April 9th, indicating that coins are moving into wallets with no recent history of selling. The number of whale wallets, those holding 1,000 plus BTC, grew from 2,082 in December 2025 to 2,140 by early April, a net gain of 58 addresses. On the other side, short-term holders registered losses of $54 billion on a 30-day basis, the third instance since early March, where losses exceeded $50 billion. Glassnode's James Check framed it bluntly. When short-term holder realized losses exceed $1 billion weekly, while long-term holders simultaneously add positions, you're witnessing textbook smart money accumulation. CryptoQuant CEO Ki-Young Ju offered a more cautious read. $308 billion flowed in during 2025, yet market cap fell $98 billion. The gap between capital entering and price responding suggests that demand absorption takes time, and inflows alone do not dictate direction. Derivatives are leaning the wrong way. The spot supply squeeze coincides with a bearish tilt in derivatives. Funding rates turned negative on April 10th, 0.018%, and April 11th, 0.0101%, indicating that short positions outnumber longs. When physical supply leaves exchanges while futures traders pile into shorts, the setup favors a potential squeeze. The emphasis is on potential. Negative funding rates have persisted for weeks before without triggering a reversal. On April 7th, BTC liquidations hit $163 million in a single day. The majority were short positions. If spot supply continues to tighten while shorts remain crowded, a repeat is plausible. What changed? Since 2020, the last time exchange inflows were this low, Bitcoin was trading below $10,000 and DeFi summer had not yet started. The context is different now. In 2020, low inflows reflected a small market with limited participation. In 2026, they reflect a large market where participants are choosing not to sell. Several structural factors contribute. Spot Bitcoin ETFs, which launched in the US in January 2024, absorb supply without routing through exchange order books. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, holds 706,970 BTC in corporate treasury. Sovereign funds in Abu Dhabi, Norway, and others hold indirect exposure through ETF shares. These buyers do not deposit to Binance. The whale distribution analysis published last week showed that while whales dumped 400,000 BTC over recent months, ETFs and strategy absorbed the equivalent. The exchange inflow data confirms the other half of that equation. What remains on exchanges is shrinking. Why the price has not responded yet? Bitcoin is 46% below its cycle high of $126,272. If supply is tightening, the obvious question is why the price has not moved. Part of the answer is macro, the Strait of Hormuz naval blockade, and elevated oil prices have pushed risk assets lower across the board. The Fed's March minutes put rate hikes back on the table. In that environment, even a shrinking supply pool does not automatically bid prices higher. The other factor is velocity. Coins sitting in self-custody wallets or cold storage are not creating buy pressure. They are simply not creating sell pressure. The distinction matters. A supply squeeze sets the conditions for a move, but it requires a catalyst, whether that is a policy shift, an ETF flow surge, or a derivatives liquidation cascade.